You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Florida, I've talked to you a few times, Rolo.
Oh, cool. Well, it is, what is it? It is the 26th of July, 2018. Here we are on fakeologist.com. Yeah, again, Faye Freer, Hey Citizen, Marcus Allen, especially, truthin7minutes.com. Original stimulant. Stimulant? Did I say stimulant? Stimulant.
Yeah.
SMJ and... Yeah, and Rollo. So keep going, guys. Yes, this is a fascinating conversation, and I've got some questions for Marcus at the end. So
please go, because I have enough questions for the next audio.
Sure. Well, let me ask. Again, Marcus, when you got the video of the Here's the Carney shot from the Godlike Productions, you said you've got a lot to do with that. That website, is that right? Godlike.
No, I would exploit Godlike Productions to get on the first page of Google, because it indexes very quick. If you know how to reverse engineer the indexing of Google along with Godlike Productions, which doesn't require registration, and you know how to make it so that people pile on and keep putting comments, then I'd be happy to reveal how to do that. Everyone should be doing that. And you're gonna show up number one in Google. So if someone types in, you know, Canada Flight 123 hoax, you know, it's going to show up number one in Google via both Reddit and Godlike Productions. You have to do interlinking, and you have to pile on. You have to get a lot of people to respond very quickly to your post. And if you do that, and that's what I did, is I exploited that situation so I can get on.
You did it very well. You got 3 million views on it, as far as I remember.
No, it was
on YouTube.
100 million.
Only 100, was it? 100 million?
Right. So
that's enough. That's enough.
Yeah. And actually, it's funny because everywhere I go, when I find that there are a lot of, see, that's one thing that I really wanted to come on here and dispel. There's one thing that a lot of people talk about, which is no one's awake, nobody cares, and that's bullshit. I'm telling you right now, I have a client. I'm in the information, I publish information products, and they're expensive. So this guy, he contacted me from New York City, asking me questions. He's like, you're not going to believe this, but my brother actually knows you via Hoaxbuster. I mean, I'm constantly hearing people waking up to them. If you go to YouTube and you look on a controversial topic that they still allow to be on YouTube, you look at all the comments. Everyone's like, no, this is fake. No, this is bullshit. I mean, there's been a complete sea change this year, last year, compared to just 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
Exciting.
That's true. I mean, they tried. I mean, when September Clues got taken down from Simon Shack's own YouTube, when that got destroyed, and the same with Ab, I think, lost his Fakeologist, even though he didn't get nearly a million views like Simon Shack did with his. What did they call it? Bullying or something like that? Or it was rubbish, and YouTube went down in my estimation. When it comes to, you got no way to really, when they shut your channel down, bang, you're gone.
Yeah, so that's the other reason I wanted to come in.
Yeah, go for it.
If you wrap a politically incorrect message behind a paywall or behind somewhere that requires registration, whether it's free or not, and you start off, I mean, John LeBron's doing this.
Mm.
He sits there and he pretends like everyone else out there, because he doesn't get his channel banned.
Sorry, you broke up there. Can you just repeat the last sentence, what you said?
Sure.
John LeBron.
So John LeBron is doing it in a brilliant way. What he is, he's getting the message out there without getting the message. He's using politically correct methods to make it so his YouTube videos don't get deleted. And then he's getting people behind his paywall to talk about what he really wants to talk about. That's the proper way to do it. Going out there and saying that this is fake and that's a hoax and blah, blah, you're just going to get taken down.
There are other places. What, 153.net .net or whatever it is, or BitChute and other things.
Yeah, but 153 and BitChute, they're it's like a crumb when if you do it the right way. YouTube is the second behind Google. So again, if everyone...
Marcus, you are breaking up from time to time, and you are not loud enough, says a ecologist in the chat.
Right, yeah, so smash your voice into the mic a little bit more, but that's right.
My new mic. Yep. So I mean, like, you want to go to you if you use YouTube in the right way and do it in a way that doesn't get you banned. It is 100. There's 100 million reasons to use it. My video would not have gotten 100 million views if it was on 153 whatever.
Yeah.
Or on BitChute, or on crypto this, or crypto.
I have not seen that video that you are talking about. Could someone?
He's talking about the Herzikani shot. It's a super slow mo that he got from Godlike Productions years ago, and it's wonderful. Yeah. There's a wingtip goes behind, and it's a cartoon, but and Marcus did a sort of lovely audio over the top and just saying,
rubbish. But I have seen it. Maybe. Yeah, okay, I can find
John LeBond's also used it. Yeah, he's
yes.
used it.
Yes, in his esoteric 9/11 intuition or
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm going to go for another smoke. I'm going to leave you guys to have a chat. Fakeologists will be here, surely.
Waiting.
Getting back to it, there's
the
punchline is this: things are very exciting. I mean, it's kind of like the moon landing. It's like now everyone, most people know. There's something wrong with life. They just don't know what it is. So then the next thing is, who's going to take them to the promised land? Who's going to explain why we live in the Truman Show and for what reasons?
That's a metaphor, of course. You don't believe really that's a Truman Show?
No,
I think Fakeologist joined us. Hello, Fakeologist.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hi, Marcus. How are you? Long time.
Long time, indeed. And Faye has reprimanded me, reluctantly. I like real names, as you know.
Well, I've got good news and bad news. The bad news is the audio was not streaming. It was not even recording. So how long have you guys been on?
An hour and a half.
Well, I hope someone was recording it because...
Okay.
Nothing was recording at all. Nothing was even streaming. If anyone listened to the stream, they would...
Ab, you're kidding. You're kidding. None of that got recorded. Ab,
you will not hear the apologies of Marcus Allen.
Ab, seriously? None of that got recorded.
I'm not even kidding.
Fucking hell!
So whatever happened, the last
2 hours have been awesome. Fucking hell. None of that got recorded. Jesus Christ. I'm not blaming you, Ab. It's not your fault.
Blame the system.
Fucking hell.
The audio chat has been very quiet the last week. This might be why. I didn't actually check the stream in the last couple of weeks. Obviously, nobody else did either. Maybe people have come and gone in the stream.
I should have fucking recorded it myself. I could have recorded it.
Well, you could have.
I just assumed it was. I made an ass out of you and me. All right, well, let's start it again. Here we are on fakeologist.com. It is the 28th of July. 28th, eh? I'm joined by fakeologist himself, Faye, Marcus Allen, Freya, Original Simulant, Phil Blanks, and SNJ. Fucking hell, I cannot believe that didn't record. So there we go. We have to start again.
Very suspicious.
Oh, over to you.
How is it possible? Yeah. Marcus Allen makes his grand return to the audio chat, and
Marcus,
it doesn't
you
record.
Hack the stream, Marcus?
That's the only thing in life I have not.
But you didn't even know where the lobby is. How could you ever do that? No.
This is my first time using Discord.
Marcus, can you speak a little closer to the mic? Because you sound like you're on a speaker mic, and it's really hard to hear.
That's weird, because I have this beautiful new mic, and let me go into the settings.
Yeah, I think it's not picking up your mic. Maybe the setting is picking up your, if you're on a laptop, maybe it's grabbing the laptop mic instead of your beautiful new mic.
The input device I have is default.
Yeah.
Headphones is not the right one if you have headphones.
I do have headphones.
What's the type of the headphones?
Well, the input device, you might want to specify your new microphone.
Okay, I just did it right now. Is that better?
No, I didn't. I don't hear a difference. Does anyone?
And then I have something called directly determine input sensitivity, and it's flashing green.
Okay, yeah.
So if I turn that off, they couldn't. You want me turning it off?
Well, you can experiment. It's just you're super low. How am I sounding, Faye?
You're sounding very good. Really,
okay.
Very good. As if you were right behind me.
Okay, because I noticed my levels were low. I just jacked mine up to 100% on this headset mic, and I wasn't hitting all the green. I wasn't hitting all the green bars.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Everything's the same.
It's the same, yeah. Can
you pause for 1 second? Let me try to turn it off, and then because I don't think you heard me ask if it was...
Yes, I think you should quit Discord, keeping your headphones installed, and then restart Discord. That's what...
Well, you could try that.
Headphones.
Okay, I'll do that.
How
does it know? How does it know which stream to go back? Is there like a link or...
On the website, maybe. Or the app.
What are you talking about? You're already in the Fakeologist Discord stream, so you're already in. So when you reboot Discord, it should be there on the left. Just click on the burning twin towers if you are on other Discord servers, and you'll be back in. And
okay.
Then just click on the audio chat live stream.
All right, I'll quit right now.
That's interesting.
Yes. And he did not apologize, just to clarify that. He never apologizes.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole story. I listened and I tried to understand, but I think...
Yeah. Well, as a moderator for Fakeologists, Faye, all I can suggest is occasionally listen to the streamer live stream, which is at fakeologist.com/S&Sierra/radio3. And if you don't hear anything coming through and you're in the audio chat live stream,
okay,
then send me a message because there's obviously something wrong.
Okay, yeah.
Now, if it doesn't catch the live stream, you'll just hear a previously recorded audio chat.
Yes.
And when I tuned in, I was listening to Hoaxbusters episode 398, which was quite a long time ago.
I couldn't get anything. I didn't get any sound.
Oh, hi, Sean. Yeah. You didn't get anything, huh?
Yeah, look, that was my... Look, I will say sorry, because that's probably my fault. I normally check the when it goes out.
What
is that on the audio chat live stream, too. So I'm capable of saying sorry. I know Marcus Allen will never say sorry.
You also have a record button, so you could...
I do.
I know you've recorded at your end in the past.
I have.
I didn't know, Rollo, that you can record without informing us.
Yeah, of course. Of course I can.
Have you done that?
Oh,
recording without informing?
No. I always ask permission. I assume when we're in the live stream, everybody knows they're being recorded.
Normally it works just fine, but I guess my computer went kind of stale. All I can say.
Oh, well.
I'm also sorry, too.
Well, okay.
Great, thank you.
Has Marcus asked you yet if you're a Mason?
No, I think he sniffed it out on his own somehow. No, I've actually never heard of Marcus before, so this is...
Marcus can smell a Mason a mile away. Is that right, Marcus? Well, now I can't hear Marcus at all.
I can't.
He's rebooting or something.
Marcus. No. Is there any?
He's here, but I'm just listening, really. I just wanted to chime in to apologize.
Well, thank you. Let's do a round. Has Hey Citizen apologized yet?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Are there any feminists here? Because you shouldn't say sorry if there's a feminist around, because they won't.
Yeah.
They won't.
Well, Canadians are famous for saying sorry.
Yeah.
We over say sorry.
I
me
said
too.
Sorry to Mark.
The more you say it, the less you mean it.
I said sorry to Marcus Allen once, and he took the piss out of me. It was years ago. He said he wanted to punch me in the nose. It was fun. But anyway, it's nice to have Marcus Allen back. So go for it, Marcus.
Well, can you hear me now?
same. It's the same tinny sound, which indicates it's picking up your microphone on your laptop. Are you using a laptop?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I can tell. It's picking up. We've gone through this with many, many, many people that have tried. I think even Faye had this issue that it was picking up the laptop.
Do you remember what the solution was?
Yes, to quit Discord completely.
And then go back to the website?
You have downloaded the app, you said, so you have the app on your laptop.
Yeah.
And when you rejoin, you rejoin through the application. You left already? Oh,
yeah. I have the. I'm on the Discord app right now.
Yes, but you didn't quit previously. No. You just. I don't know what you did, but you were optically. I could see you at the live stream, your avatar. So you could not have quit Discord. That's what I mean. You have to shut down the application, only the application.
Well, maybe he has Discord in the browser still.
No, he says he has downloaded the app.
I downloaded the. I'm on the app right now.
Okay.
Faye, are you able to hear me?
I am able to hear you. Yeah, it just sounds the same as previously.
I can hear you. I'm not having any trouble. I can hear you.
All right. You're just low. I just wanted you to be the best you could be. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You're just low on the audio. I think I can hear you fine, but you're just very low. That's all.
Okay.
But Sean can. Yeah, go ahead, Priya.
Like individual users, if he's a little low for you, you can just bump up his volume if you click on his name. But I don't know if the streamer bot gets that.
You're totally right about that. You're totally right. Let me just check that. Let's see if StreamerBot can boost him. User volume. Well, it says he's at 100%, so if you boost him, he'll distort. But I'll boost him. Let's see what happens. There, go ahead.
Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's a bit other now. What's that?
No, actually, I don't. You can only boost him for yourself. You can't boost him for everybody else.
Okay.
Yeah, it only boosts for you. But I just boosted them on my end. So you're boosted here, Marcus.
I have an idea. Maybe we could recap the previous 1.5 hour.
Okay. Was it good?
It was very interesting, and I think Marcus should do the recapitulation of the whole thing.
Okay.
We'll get the bad stuff out of the way. Faye and other people are upset because I admit to being a benevolent hacker, and one of the reasons I came here is I've been trying, and I waited out for your invitation to do a chat or a call or a show, but I never had that opportunity. I tried several years ago I left a comment on one of your YouTube videos. I got banned after that comment, which was about chemtrails and your zooming in on the moon with your Nikon new camera. And then I tried Skyping you and haven't heard anything since then. And we talked about Chris Kendall. We talked about my last time I spoke to Chris Kendall was when I mentioned electrocutions at Army bases. Chris got very upset about me bringing that up for some strange reason because I brought up way more toxic things than that and doing hoax busters, but for some reason that triggered him. And I haven't spoken to Chris. I've tried to reach out to Chris several times on Skype. I get very cold responses back. Doesn't seem interested in rekindling. I also revealed that I spoke to John Adams every week on a Thursday at 4:30 for the longest time. But we never went public with it. We just had great conversations. And then my wife had some terrible news. Someone died. Her mom died.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. And... yeah, so that was really tough. So I asked John if we could pause, and then we never picked it up again. And then John LeBon, I got in touch with John LeBon. We seemed to have great conversations. He tried to talk me into doing these calls again. I was like, great, let's do it. Haven't heard back from him. So,
wow, you've been shunned.
I've been shunned. So when you said let's do a chat, as soon as you did it.
All right, here we go. He comes in.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Yes, here we are on Fakeologist.com. We're joined by Ab, Faye, Freya, Hey Citizen, Marcus Allen from 7minutes.com, at truthinstantminutes.com, Rollo, which is me, and SMJ, Sean. So, yeah, keep going, guys.
So then we talked about positive stuff, and, you know, I want to clear the air. I don't like the fact that people that I like to listen to or I like to watch seem to be ignoring me, and I wanted to try one last time to do it. That's why I'm here. Also, I wanted to introduce myself to Faye. I think out of all the people I've listened to on Fakeologist, Faye is the person I can resonate with the most. She seems to get it. She thinks of things that I just go, how did I not think of that? And I seem to agree with almost everything. And I'm taking a cue from you, Ab. You told me not to be absolutist, and I've tried very hard ever since I heard you say that to improve in that area, and I think I've done a damn good job. So I agree with almost everything that Faye has to say. It's pretty much everything that I don't want to be absolutist.
I never even say those things because I don't even know if I know everything Faye believes. I like Faye. I think she's fantastic, and the fact that she's female is a bonus because we all know that this area is dominated by males, so we get a female.
But we have a new female psychologist. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Who's that?
Rachel.
Oh, okay.
Some days ago.
Well,
I'm very eager to meet her.
Well, yes, that's just an entity that uses the name Rachel. We hope it's a female, but...
Yeah, don't get too eager to meet anybody. You're going to be disappointed 99% of the time.
Sean, always.
Sean, have you met any female fakeologists?
Kay Ham.
Yeah. Okay. You've met one more than I have.
Kay Ham and Rochello.
Oh, that's true. Rochello, she's cool, too.
But Kay Ham's been on she's done gone sideways. So,
Well, yeah, well, that's very good, Marcus. I'm glad you're back. You'd think that there'd be at least 10 Marcuses and 10 Fakeologists and 10 Fays after 6 years, but strangely enough, there really hasn't been too many people talking about the stuff we talk about. It's baffling to me.
Well, actually, really. that's what we talked about before you came on, and I just totally disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I go, people talk about this stuff.
Almost totally, you disagree.
Almost everywhere I go, right? I'm getting.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, there aren't any. Are there any? Are they talking in a public way, in a talk show or an audio podcast? Because I haven't stumbled on any new voices.
You mean a truth teller? No.
Yes. Yes.
But do you go to a YouTube video if they're still left to be up on YouTube where they talk about Sandy Hook and 75% of the comments are Sandy Hook is an inside job, is fake, is this, is that?
Yeah. Well, I was just talking about people like you and myself that get out there and broadcast and talk to other people. Those are the people that I haven't seen surface in a way that I think there should be more of.
That's good for you. I mean, I do things anonymously, so and the other thing we talked about is I think people would go about it the wrong way. I don't know if you heard me talk about that.
No, because the streamer wasn't working.
Right. So John LeBon is doing it the right way. I mean, he's going on YouTube videos talking in a way that will never accuse him of saying that these are inside jobs. He's doing it in a very clever way, and then he sucks people onto his website. A percentage of those people will then, you know, go behind his paywall. And that's where you get it all. And I think that's the way you do it. And it doesn't have to be a paywall. As long as it's some sort of separation between private and public, is the way to do it.
Yeah, I think John, he's a smart guy.
He's a super smart guy. Very smart.
Yeah.
When did you start talking to him?
Is that for me?
Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking to. I spoke to John last year. And he tried several times. That's what's weird. He tried several times to get me to get back on the saddle and do these calls. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready. My wife is, you know, time has healed the wounds, and I'm ready to go back and take it to a next level, a deeper level. He's like, great, let's do it. And I never hear back from him. And then we talk. And then
are you the guy that taught him that war's fate? Because you had that long time ago. That's what remember you used to piss off Jan Eric. That.
Oh, I didn't know I pissed off Jan. Did I piss off Jan there? That's fine.
Remember, he'd say, oh, there's all these monuments and all these shit. You know, there's evidence here in Europe of war. You guys you're in America. You don't understand.
Yeah, well, I mean, great if I pissed them off, I guess. I mean, that's the first question Faye asked was, you know, when did I start to look into all this stuff? And for me, it was when I was in first grade. And my first grade teacher said that, you know, God was a dead man, lived in the clouds, and he ruled over us. I'm like, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that happened to me. It happened to me as kindergarten when they told I went to a Christian school for 1 year in kindergarten, and they told me dude got swallowed by a whale. He lived in there. Uh-huh. I didn't believe it. I was like, no, you can't live in a whale.
Yeah. And were you one of those people like me where you sat in the front of the classroom and always had your hand up?
I sat in the back and I slept.
You're probably better off. Well, every teacher hated me because I was the one who asked all the questions. So, I mean, life never made sense to me from first grade on. And now, and actually now it's all come full circle because I think life makes total sense. You know, I always say if I were to rule the world, I wouldn't change a single thing that they're doing right now. It's working great.
That's true. I agree. It's a business and they know how to run it.
Then Faye was going to ask me some questions about my tough with Simon Shack, but we never got to that for some reason. And that's where we're at.
Yes, because can you hear me? Okay,
yes.
You hear me. Yeah, it's just, you know, this topic is too important, and I thought we should maybe not discuss it in your first reappearance because so many people want to talk with you. And but it's not, you know, any other reason. It's just if we start talking about that interview, I don't know if we will have another topic then. You know, I would like actually.
Are you suggesting that if you ask me about it, that I might not want to return?
No. I'm just saying that the topic is too big, so maybe we should postpone it.
It's not all that big.
I don't think it's all that big at all.
Oh, okay.
I stand behind.
So do you think, I will be very specific and clear, do you believe that Osama bin Laden was a real person?
No.
Okay. So why do you think that it is a suspicious element that Simon Shack's brother was running some cars in 1985 sponsored by the bin Laden construction company?
Oh, that's a different question. Is Osama
It was a different question, of course.
No, I'm saying your question is, I think, alluding, well, if Osama doesn't exist, then maybe the bin Laden family doesn't exist. And that's possible.
No, I said the one is that Osama bin Laden, you said, did not exist as a real person. It's just
I do not believe that Osama.
Yes, that's.
Mm-hmm.
But you believe that it is a suspicious element that Mario Hitton was running in 1985 and 1986 some cars that were sponsored by the bin Laden construction enterprise, which really existed and exists still. So why is that a suspicious element? What is the connection between a character that didn't exist really and a construction firm that supports the brother of... You understand my question?
I do, but I think that's totally different. Again, putting Osama bin Laden aside, I asked him, again, this is going back, and I'm 51, and my memory is terrible. If I remember right, I asked him about what you just said. You know, what do you think about that connection? I didn't say, do you think that the bin Laden family is real? If so, why is it that they are linked to your brother's racing team? I just remember throwing that question out and saying that it's a little bit too coincidental for me. I stand by everything that I said to him. A lot of people think I was rude. That's fine. That's their opinion. I don't think I was rude at all. I asked very direct questions. I don't beat around the bush. And I left asking those questions not feeling so great about.
Yes, you know, I remember the interview really because I listened to it quite many times.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that I have with this is not that you were, what did you say, aggressive?
Mm-hmm.
I think you were somehow intense, but it is obviously your character that you mm-hmm. are like that. I never heard you speaking otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I also remember that Simon Shack answered very calm and very open and very clear as far mm-hmm. as it was possible, because he didn't know really why this enterprise supported his brother's stuff, because in that business, it is always some big enterprise that pays the money for the races, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem that I had was that although he answered all the questions about what happened in 1985 and 86, etc., you still had the illusion, in my understanding, that this has something to do with Osama bin Laden, and it doesn't.
No. So wait, it has everything to do with Osama bin Laden. We assume he's a narrative device.
Yes.
Or doesn't the bin Laden family say, hey, we didn't have no Osama. I don't have a son named Osama.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Therefore, they're a narrative device, too. If we assume Osama bin Laden is a narrative device, and the bin Laden family does not say, hey, we don't have a son named Osama. They don't, and they were part of the, they got flown out during 9/11. You know,
Of course, the Osama bin Laden.
So therefore, we must assume that the bin Laden family is a narrative device, too. There's actually bin Ladens.
Of course, they are, of course, in. That's sure. They are not only in this one in. They are in many things in.
Among others,
they support financially.
That's cool.
Money laundering, racists in Monte Carlo or whatever.
Yes, but that's a narrative device that's supporting racists. Just like there's lots of narrative devices that do lots of things. Like every president's a goddamn narrative device. The Bush clan's a narrative device. The Kennedy clan's a narrative device. If the Kennedy clan sponsored my race card, it would raise suspicion. But I didn't give a shit because I liked Simon's work until he got to this Tycho's bullshit. Then I, you know, rolled my eyes and like, all right, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, and I'm with SMJ on that one. When I heard this Tycho bullshit, it's total bullshit. And that gets back to the
It's a completely other category. It's not bullshit. We have to differentiate between categories of...
It's bullshit if you don't believe in orbit.
Theories and of proposals.
Uh-oh, I think I see a crack between the Faye-Marcus Alliance.
There is no alliance.
I'm just trying to understand what she's saying.
Marcus Allen believes almost everything that I say, but I do not believe almost everything that I say, and
well,
I change my opinion. You should not believe anything. You should just research and continue asking. So I'm going back.
Mm-hmm.
The construction family, you know, I want to understand it for myself also.
Mm-hmm.
There is a construction firm that is called Bin Laden Construction Firm. They have several, there is a big clan of elite of whatever, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, I don't know. I tracked back and found a brother, or an alleged brother of Bin Laden, who lives in Geneva, Switzerland, and who is a jewelry guy. I mean, he has such shops where they sell very expensive stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry? Yeah.
Go ask him if Osama was his brother.
Pardon? It is alleged.
Ask him if Osama was his brother. If he says yes, he's in on it. If he says no, that's bullshit. Believe that. Then
it doesn't mean anything. That's what it says. It doesn't mean anything.
It means everything. If my brother was accused of blowing up buildings on 9/11, and I didn't have, let's just say, they say, oh, your brother blew up 9/11, and some dude is named Bob that ain't my brother. I'd be like, wait, that's not my fucking brother. What's going on?
That's a good point.
They played along
because the Bin Laden family is probably real, and they probably benefited huge from Middle East contracts. So,
their narrative devices, and they're more than that. I mean, the Kennedy clan, they own the merchandise mart in Chicago.
Okay.
Jack wasn't a goddamn actor, you know? Doesn't mean the whole family ain't in on it. Shit.
It is also said that the Bin Laden construction firm was involved in the construction of the Twin Towers.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I have not evidence of that, but I have read it in several fora, etc., that the construction firm was... possibly a money laundering scheme of the Bush family. That is the suspicion.
That's all
the hypothesis.
It's just stories. They're playing along. The Bushes play along. The Kennedys play along. The Bin Ladens play along. The Boothians play along. That's their role. They're acting clan.
Yes. But they're probably real families that do make money off the whole system.
There are real Kennedys and there are real Bushes.
Yes.
They play along. That's their role, and everyone in that goddamn family knows it.
Yes. Except maybe the dumb ones, like the Fredos. That's a Godfather reference. Anyone watch The Godfather?
Okay. No. Yes. Okay, so the Bin Laden family says, okay, we are in. You can have a name. You can use it.
Yes.
You can...
Well,
you
just like
yeah,
just like I believe John Hinckley Jr. I think that's a sim. I think that's a simulated son because I think the Hinckleys were a real family that were in with the Bushes, and the so-called assassin of Ronald Reagan. I don't know. I think that person doesn't exist. Just like Osama bin Laden. I think that was another narrative device. Anyone looked into that, Marcus, SMJ, anyone?
If I
years ago.
At the high risk of sounding very arrogant, why not just take this up to the next level? I mean, why does this stuff matter? It's conspiracy candy. I don't understand why this matters.
Could no, be like talking about it.
This TV show.
What I'm saying is, like, how does this help us?
Which one?
How does knowing whether there's an Osama bin Laden or not and whether Simon Shack is somehow linked to the family, how does that matter in the grand scheme of things? In fact, if I
it matters for you because... You did this interview, and I read this thesis as a suspicion against Simon Schuck's September clues on the website, for example, of questioning our reality. He has his 4 points why he doesn't trust Simon Schuck. I don't say something now, you know, it's okay to have the questions, but it is related to the interview that you did because you had also the suspicions. Suspicions, and I think it's okay to have them, but we have to clear them up. Either it is a suspicious element or it is not.
Sure,
but you cannot have both.
Let me clear up what was really suspicious to me in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, please.
And I think I mentioned it was how come he never said there were no planes on 9/11? That was the big one for me.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But when was your interview with him? Do you remember that?
I do not. It
was 2014, I think.
I think there were two. One was on Chris's, I think, and one was with Ab. I forget.
Yes, 13 and 14, I think, something like that. Mm-hmm. And September Clues was 2006 and 2007. Mm-hmm. And at that time, as he answered also in that same interview that you both did, mm-hmm. said exactly the words... I didn't get it at that time. He really believed there must have been missiles because he couldn't explain it otherwise. And he said, I was too psyoped, he told you.
But he's done many addendum videos. And right now, again, I don't look back at it because I'm going to the next higher level. But I don't remember hearing people say, oh, he just did an addendum and now he said there are no planes. He still hasn't said that.
Is it actually a contradiction? Because in my understanding or in my logic, the no planes is clear, but does it also mean no missiles?
For me, personally,
yes.
The difference between whether there are missiles there or not is big because if there are missiles lets the media slide away from the responsibility of doing 9/11.
Of course, yes. Agree with you on that.
So to me, it doesn't matter if you're saying there are no planes, it doesn't matter if there are missiles, firecrackers, hot dogs, or baked beans. It doesn't matter.
Yes, yes.
There were no planes on 9/11. Oh, the media did it.
The missile shit is silly anyway. So how's a missile going to burn a building up to make a collapse in its footprint?
Right.
That's just fucking nonsense anyways. But
right.
It doesn't matter. It's a cartoon.
But the complete picture of September Clues is not letting the media off the hook. Would you agree with that?
Yes, its main message is it is the media.
Right. Exactly.
It is the media to this day in all these HRDPARs or NDNG, NDNGHs.
I thought there were two home run messages that came out of that video that I did not know about. And remember, I was with Simon Shack in 9/11 movement. That's what we talked about before the recording didn't happen. I was going back and forth on 9/11movement.org with Simon Shack. He never posted there once, but he was there from the beginning, and I was there from the beginning.
Mm.
The two things that I learned that he said in the movie was, number one, for the exception of one person, everyone who was a witness was in the media. That was huge.
Yes.
But the biggest one which I cannot believe this should be all over YouTube, was when the helicopter shot backed out and there was no plane. Everyone right.
Which helicopter
shot? Yeah. Yes, that was a central part of the 9/11 or September clues, yeah.
That
the zoom out. I think he calls that the zoom out, doesn't he?
That video alone should be duplicated a million times over and spread on every different YouTube channel for forever. That is like, forget the video that I did, because you can make excuses for why the wing isn't right. There's no way to explain away the zoom out shot. Zero. Zero way. So those two things were great for me.
Okay.
I also, if I remember back, it was just odd to me that someone, again, when I would talk to Chris, like Chris and I, we like agreed on almost everything, and we couldn't wait to talk to each other, and we were like looking forward to that Monday night phone call. Simon Chak, he never wanted to talk to us. That was really odd to me.
Yeah, I remember now that you said, why did you never ask us or came to us? Because he's in Italy, do you think, and because that happened in the United States, he should have contacted the American Truth Movement? Why? Well, he has no obligation to go.
I think in fairness, if I could speak for Simon, which I can't, mm-hmm. I just don't think he likes you.
Yeah.
Isn't that a good... I'm not even joking.
But he didn't do it.
Is that not a good enough reason?
No, he didn't do it with Chris. He didn't do it with
him. Yeah, realize.
He didn't do it with anyone.
What's that, SMJ?
He's not a fan of the Jews. He wouldn't do that before, God damn it.
And let me be clear for the 100 millionth time. I was born to two Jewish people. I am not Jewish. I haven't spoken to my parents since the last time you and I have spoken. It's been like 7 years since I've spoken to anyone on my side of the family and all but one person on my wife's side of the family.
Wow.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that's not very healthy to not talk to your family because they are Jewish.
It has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
People will say that I'm really Jewish and I'm just hiding behind it. Trust me.
You're a Christian Jew. Okay.
I'm not a Christian.
We have the topic running hot at the moment. Because,
I heard your audio about that. Yes.
No. Miles Mattis has produced new stuff. I don't know if others have followed it. Some Greg, whatever, is publishing there the history of spookery. And it is not clear if it goes to the Phoenicians or who are the crypto Jews or who are really the big families and something like that. And yeah, it's running hot again. But I now think that this Miles Mattis outlet has clearly such anti-Semitic psyop characteristics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's my hypothesis.
Just like Simon Chak and just like Miles Mathis, I skim the cream off the top and I take it and run and I leave the shit behind. Mm-hmm. Same, you know, that's
seems,
the way.
Seems wise. Like. Yeah. How could anyone be interested in everything that Miles Mathis talks about? He talks about almost everything. And
I'm almost as suspicious of somebody who has a father who is a Jew as I am for someone who has a father that worked for the UN Commission on, you know, refugees. Put it that way.
Mm-hmm. You're a very suspicious person.
I don't understand.
Simon Shack's dad worked for the UN Commission.
Oh, right.
So that's a bigger black, you know, check on the box than being a dad being a Jew, in my book. But
100%. Oh, yeah.
I'm just a fucking landscaper.
Yeah.
You're not just any landscaper. Come on. You're a fakeologist landscaper. That puts you above and beyond most of the people there.
The one thing that I always laugh about is, like, I didn't have an option to be born to Jewish people. It's like, it wasn't like, oh, can I go with checkbox B instead of A? Like, that wasn't my choice. And by the way, I've missed out on a lot of perks because, you know, in the entertainment industry, and I saw this, I think, published in a comment on your site, you know, if you're Jewish in the entertainment business, I mean, that's like, you're front row. I mean, you zoom to the top.
And can I you convert?
Away from Judaism or into Judaism?
No, I'm saying even if you're not Jewish, you could convert and then go right to the top as well. I don't think
that's true. No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Sammy Davis was born a Jew?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. See, there you go. Thank you for illustrating my point.
Well, I was going to bring that up, but Sammy Davis is probably a Freemason. Let's talk about that.
Oh, of course he was. Or he's a, you know, they like to dance thing. Where's Original Stimulant? They like to wrestle too, apparently.
He left, I see now. Original Stimulant is his new name. Rollo created it.
Oh, I see. It shows here as Stimulant. They changed it?
No, Rollo was just calling him Original Stimulant. And because it is so funny, because it has to do with Rollo and stimulants, that's why I...
Rollo's always funny.
Yeah. And always on the balcony smoking.
He's been away from the mic for a while. He's going to come back drunk as fuck.
Rollo's been burning a candle for you, Marcus, for 6 years. Did you thank him for that?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Is that an inside joke?
Have you been listening to any of the audio chats in the last 6 years, or you've been on an island somewhere?
I have been honest about this. I think you are the absolute best blogger. Like, I wish I could hire you. Like, you are.
You said
amazing.
That before. I thank you.
But when it comes to the audios, not so much. I am not a fan of the audios. So every day I see what you have to say. Sometimes twice a day when I get my work done, that's my reward. I go see what Chris has to say, which has not been much lately, and then I see what you have to say. Occasionally, I look to see if John LeBon has anything to say on YouTube, Hacker News. I mean, it's pretty much that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I've been at your place every day for as long as we have not talked. And so, no, I have not heard Rollo lamenting that I haven't been on.
Yes. Well, yeah, if you listen to the audio chats, Rollo does mention you more often than not, which is fine. Your name hasn't been banned here.
So again, I'm sorry, go ahead, Faye. I was
going
to.
No, I just wanted to ask, are you going to stay in the Discord the next time? Because here in Middle Europe, it is 3:30 in the morning, and I should leave now, although it is very interesting for me.
Yeah, you probably work tomorrow.
No, I'm off tomorrow, but I still have to get up.
Yeah, you have to keep a regular. Exactly. Sleep schedule. I don't blame
you. Many things to do.
To answer your question, I promised my wife that I would never, ever, ever talk to Chris or you guys again.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Because she's paranoid. She thinks, you know, business is going good now, and she thinks that if I get back into this, all of a sudden business is going to go bad. She's very...
Oh, right, because it distracts you probably quite a bit.
Totally. I love talking. Yeah. So okay. We'll be here until the car pulls up in the driveway, and... Assuming it's going to be another 20, 30 minutes or so.
So you're sneaking a fakeologist
I am.
Appearance just while and you're keeping one eye on the driveway.
I don't have to keep an eye on it. The lights of the car flash into my eye.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to look at.
Does she go out often? Will you be able to sneak into the chat often? Or is this just a one-off?
This is, I wonder if I should say this, but I'll say it just because it's so fucking funny. She found out her best friend is a lesbian and wants to marry another woman. So as soon as that happened, so her mom died, found out her best friend was a lesbian, and then some other thing, all at once. This is why I started talking to John Adams. So she's with that person. She's meeting the woman for the first time. Well, first time since the announcement tonight. It's been like 2-3 years. But this is a very unusual thing on a Wednesday night that she's not here.
Oh, my goodness. Where did they meet? I hope it's
at
Cracker Barrel.
At their new house. At the Cracker Barrel.
At their new house? Your wife's new house?
No, at the girlfriend, the soon-to-be wife of the lesbian's house.
Oh, I see. I got it. Okay.
So, I mean, they knew each other beforehand, but now it's official that they're lesbians.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that my wife got really rocked.
It's amazing you should bring that up, because, like, the internet's been funny since you've been away, Marcus. You've been away, I haven't heard you in... 2014, 2015, 16, 17. There was the Flat Earth movement. There was a massive Flat Earth thing.
Yeah,
you know, Patricia Steer and John LeBon. And now,
well, did you hear
the internet now, sorry, I had to cut you off. The internet now seems to be this new fellow from Canada. I forgot his name, Jordan Peterson. And this, like, feminism and like, it's just taken over. Like, transsexual. And I think, our French guy, what was his name, Unreal, was onto this to start with, I think, or John LeBon as
well.
He's
actually Norwegian.
Norwegian, yeah. This whole internet thing about feminism and freedom of speech being taken away because you can't talk bad about people that are...
Hey, Rollo, did you hear that I said to Marcus that you were holding a candle for him for all these years? Did you hear that?
Yeah. I mean, I love Marcus. Anyone who says they want to punch me in the nose. Is that a threat or is that a promise?
Let's get that off the table.
I don't remember saying that, but I could definitely see myself saying that. I mean,
you did.
No, I'm sure.
I've got it recorded somewhere. Hey Marcus, I'll try and find it. I've got it recorded. It was definitely with you and Jim in China and a couple of other guys that you.
Rollo, you should do a clip show of just the Marcus.
Yeah.
You should. I'll just say it right now, and you can fill it in. I mean, it's up to you. I make it easy for you.
Seriously, the first time we ever spoke online was when I was angry at you being rude to Simon Shack.
Mm-hmm.
And Ab played like fireworks and stuff in the background because I'll never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was years ago. That was like 5-6 years ago. So.
That's back when my show was good.
It was good. Yeah.
Marcus says it's still no good.
Ah!
It's true. It's not. Your blog writing is way better.
But I don't even write. I just do one-liners.
It's not your fault. I mean, you have to have talent on the other side of you asking questions, and it's hard.
That's true. Actually, I have some great conversations with non-fakeologists. I had one today, and it's too bad I didn't record it because he was calling me and asking about what was going on in Toronto. And I was really going quite well because I was trying to explain all this stuff, and he was fascinated by it.
Yeah, once you get past the first beginning of your audios,
yeah,
I think you think that everyone's listening for the first time.
That's true. Well,
if I were to do it, I would say, listen, if this is your first time here, go watch this video. It's 90 seconds on YouTube, and it'll tell you all about the show. Now let's get right into it.
But Ab got his YouTube channel taken away.
It's well, then go with the new track. Instagram TV
Do you think I should, after a minute, just use the famous line, enough of the fluff, let's get to the stuff?
Boy, so now you're borrowing from me. That's fine. As long as you give me credit, that's fine. That's okay.
That's funny.
But
I remember you and Ab when Ab was getting started in this, and you and Ab were like buddies, like the very first couple of audios.
We were never buddies.
I don't know your team.
Oh, come on.
No.
I thought you got on fine.
Well, I get along with everyone. I get along with you too.
We had a whole bunch of stuff with Dusty Ash and Banazir and Marcus and... Yeah,
I think it's better to say, like I said to Gaia, we're not buddies. We're not buddies here. We're just people that are talking the same talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I would have a Long Island iced tea with you at the Piggly Wiggly.
Now you're pulling two for two using my Long Island
Yeah.
Tea. Wow.
Well, Ab, are you saying we're not buddies?
Yeah, me and you.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah. I as much as I like what you say, I'm not sure I would take you out to dinner.
So, Ab, I have limited time here. Can I ask SMJ a couple questions that I'm...
Go ahead. This is the audio chat. We can talk over each other. This is not formal. Go ahead.
Ask away.
All right.
Fire.
By the way, SMJ, you're like cutting out, so there might be some kind of like...
No, he's cool. He's cool. Keep going.
He's on Wi-Fi. He's on Wi-Fi.
So, so Tychos is bullshit, right?
Yeah.
So then what do you think about Simon Shack?
At this point, I'm thinking he's just, I don't know, either he got arrogant as fuck, and he's just caught up in his mobble or whatever. But like you said before, his work before, I mean, he used to take my stuff and put it on Clues Forum, you know, a long time ago. I didn't go to Clues Forum. He would go to Fakeologist and take my stuff and put it there, you know. And finally, I went over there, and everything was working, but then he started that Jew shit, and then he had that fucking racist fucker on, and he was posting about the... Never mind, all that bullshit. We had fallen out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But once he started this solar system shit, talking about he solved the solar system, if you don't believe in space, you don't believe in orbits,
right?
And someone's talking about, goddamn, they done solved the solar system, I can't take you serious no more. That doesn't make the wrestlers work, you know, useless. You know, I still refer people to Clues Forum if they want to figure some shit out. But I don't believe in gravity. I don't believe in space. I don't believe in fucking atoms. I remember when I told Chris I didn't believe in atoms on the show. He got pissed.
Oh, you got the Chris treatment like I did. Huh?
Yeah. But I worked. I don't give a fuck. Be mad at me.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't know what the, I think.
Did you say that to his face when you guys were both deep into the bar tab?
We laugh about it.
Mm.
Actually, we're having dinner and my girlfriend at the time, she said I'm arrogant or whatever, and Chris is like, no, he's not. We have arguments and stuff, and we come back, we meet, and we laugh about it.
Huh.
I mean, yeah, me and Chris are cool. I don't know what's going on with them, but we get along great. I mean, in real life.
I don't know if I could get mad at anyone if they told me they didn't believe in atoms, because I don't even know how I would how would you get mad at someone for saying that?
It's an opinion.
Yeah, it's just people don't like their worldviews fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, he's religious. You know, there's a certain mindset to be religious.
Okay.
You got to have faith. I don't have no faith.
So my next question, again, I'm rolling quick because I'm looking out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, I'm not going to say what do you think about flat earth because that's, that can be whatever. What do you think the earth shape is?
I know I don't see no curve, and I know lights in the sky are just lights in the sky. I know you can fly from Australia to South American shit, but if you check into geodesy and fucking world circles and all that shit, there's a way to, you know, there's a hustle in the flights. It's easy. They fucking hustle going to the moon. They told people they went to the fucking moon. You think they can't hustle a flight from, you know, drive a little bit faster or have a fucking different angle? It's until I see more evidence, it looks flat to me.
And that leads me to Ab. With the same question, because when I got banned from asking you about chemtrails, you took your Nikon P100, whatever it was.
P900.
And you zoomed in on the moon and had this crispy, amazing, detailed view. And if you took the same camera and you tried to zoom in on something that was just 3 miles away in the horizon, it would be fuzzy. So how can the moon be 246,000 miles away?
Oh, I've always agreed with you on that one. That's a no-brainer for me. It can't
then
be.
How is there space if the moon is probably not even 80 miles away? In fact, it's probably only 8 miles away.
Yeah, I agree there.
Mm-hmm.
I agree there.
So does that? So I'm curious. Are you concerned that Simon Shack is pushing the Tychos model, knowing what you just said?
Not really, because. Not really, because I don't have enough interest. I don't think I have to have an interest in both. I really don't.
Okay.
If that's the way, if he thinks he solved the 9/11 issue, then that's good for him. Mm-hmm. But I'd be hard pressed to point out the North Star and the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper. That's about my extent of my knowledge. I didn't even know that Mars went backwards in the sky. I bet you almost nobody knows
that
it has retrograde motion. I haven't solved that riddle because I've never been interested in it. I know he says it's simple and anyone can figure it out, but that doesn't mean I have to have interest in it.
Right.
It's simple if you assume the Earth walking around space at 1,000. That's just crazy. Like, you tell me we're on a ball that's walking around fucking abstraction we call space at 1 mile an hour and comes back, what, a year, what, 2,000? Power Fari says it is, comes back same. That shit just sounds like crazy talk to me, especially since I don't believe in gravity. Now, there's one proof for gravity. It's called a torsion balance. Go ahead, fucking get a torsion balance and show me how that fucking shit works.
Mm-hmm.
No one's done it yet. And Simon's model is based on binary star system. The dude who made Henry Cavendish's fucking balls that he used for the torsion balance, that he used to weigh the goddamn, he didn't weigh the Earth. They took its proportions with the balls, the little balls, and he said, well, we assume the Earth is so big, and never mind. But the same dude, the Reverend, the Right Reverend John fucking Mitchell, dude's a goddamn Reverend. Hoy was talking about the science, religion, you know, dichotomy. There ain't no dichotomy. The dude, the Big Bang guy is a goddamn priest or whatever. Everybody back in the day, if you went to Cambridge, you had to take fucking Anglican, whatever it is. Yeah, but John Mitchell, he's the dude that he just came out of his head, said, statistically speaking, these lights are pretty close to each other, so there's a 1 in 500,000%, you know, chance that it can't be. So there's binary star systems because of gravity. And that's before he invented the fucking balls that Henry Cavendish used to prove fucking gravity. Now, someone please take a goddamn torsion balance or at-torsion balance, at-voice balance, whatever they use. Prove that shit to me. No one's ever done it. Just make a fucking video. Show me how the balls and the torsion balance that are attracted to each other. Show me how that proves fucking gravity. No one's done it. Go on YouTube and look at these fuckers. They do it in high school.
Is that the Cavendish experiment, the torsion thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
The right the dude who made his balls, the preacher that made those balls, he also dreamed up binary star systems, the shit that Simon's basing his shit on. And parallax is another shit story. I told him about that shit years ago when he first came out with his bullshit on Clues Forum. And then the same goddamn right reverend dreamed up fucking black holes.
Now, black holes are definitely bullshit.
And it's all from gravity. He said, ooh, what if gravity's so fucking strong, light can't even escape? That's where you get into light bends. That's where you get into prove Einstein's bullshit. It's all fucking stories. Fucking the people believe for some fucking reason.
Yeah. The thing that interests me the most about this sort of subject, which again I'm totally lost on it mostly, but Carl Sagan had a TV show back in the 70s called Cosmos, and you could see all the fake satellite footage following. It looked like something out of, what do you call it, Star Trek or something. And that was the thing that interests me. The actual Cosmos thing that Simon's trying to go into, I don't know why he's going there. Yeah. Why he doesn't stick to 9/11, because, I mean, he blew it wide open with his film there. Yeah. But maybe he needs to move on. I spoke to a guy earlier this morning, and Guy is keen to discuss it because Guy has got a lot more expertise when it comes to.
Guy don't have.
He says he's an amateur. You know.
Fuck you, Guy. I try to explain Guy how orbits don't work. You just ignore me today. Go check out the Hoaxbuster thread on the general.
I can. I've been banned off the hoax button.
I'll invite you back. I'll see if I can invite you back, Ab.
No, I've been banned. That's okay. They did me a favor because it's one less thing I have to try and keep track of.
That's interesting because that was going to be my next question for both SMJ and you, Ab.
Yeah.
Who do you listen to or read these days when it comes to this topic?
A. Morris. Yeah.
And that's about it.
A. Morris. Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's mostly just review for me, but...
Yeah.
What about the Canadian boy, the AIDS guy? What's his name? Infectious
Smith, yeah. Yeah. He's on my podcast list, but I've been in the mainstream podcast for the last few months, Marcus. I've been taking a mental break. I'm just listening to some of the top podcasts that are in the mainstream it's for a change of pace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun listening to old shows from 20 years ago because every now and then they bring up some fake events or events that I think are fake, and it's just interesting how they talk about it and some of the people they have on and the actors that come on and pretend they're victims, that kind of thing. So YouTube has obviously gone really cold, so I used to take a lot of audios off the YouTube videos, but since all those accounts are gone, I actually have nothing coming in from YouTube for audio listening at all, not even one channel. So unless something springs up and someone lets me know it's there, I don't even know it's there.
So it's cool. Morris, he's consistent. He puts out a 2-hour show every day.
Yeah, I can't keep up. I'm still in the 20s, huh?
I try to keep up because, I work outside all day.
Yeah.
I play it on my iPad. I work by myself. No one bothers me.
Yeah. No, he's really smart, but it's just too much. He uses a fire hose of information and just knocks me right over. He's got so much.
I contacted him too.
Yeah.
And there's a guy named A. Morris. He used to give me crap on the last few shows, especially the last few shows or podcasts that I did with Chris.
Okay.
So I'm like, wow, is this a coincidence? I wonder if this is the same person. So I emailed him. That was the same person, and he said no.
Uh-oh.
He used to really talk shit about flat earth and stuff, and that was all like, hey, you can be a flat earth. He used to be like, you know, talk about how retarded you are if you think the earth might be flat. And I was like, hey, you can think that. I think he's coming around like, goddamn. He can't admit that gravity's a fucking hustle. He's there on the doorstep. He just has to step over it.
Huh.
He has to step over the precipice.
That reminds me a lot of my wife. My wife gets really upset if I change my mind about something. And she doesn't understand that, you know, maybe there's new information that has come out now that wasn't there before. And it's okay for me to go 360.
Marcus, have you changed your mind on lesbianism? Because that would really set her off.
I didn't know I had to change my mind. What am I thinking?
I don't know. What is your opinion, and have you changed it?
Well, I always remember that. I was going to say that joke.
Go for it. Say the joke. Say it.
Say something funny off the top of your head.
I always remember that I'm one person away from a threesome. My wife does not like when I say.
See, that was good. Pretty fast.
Okay, so like this whole EGI thing.
Yeah, you don't like that.
I'm in the total fucking doghouse because I'm with you.
You're with me. Wow.
Oh, totally. Like I'm.
I would have never guessed that.
I'm about to
Congress and Eric, former Congress and Eric. That's maybe silly, something. But I guess we have to ask it. Are you gay?
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, I was gonna rewrite my book. In fact, I gave a chapter of it to John LeBon, and I don't think he liked it. But it was I took John Adams' suggestion. He made a great idea. He's like, who was he talking to? He was talking to someone. He's like, if you write truth as a science fiction book, it'll be a bestseller. I thought that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make Amaze, which is my original book, all about all the things that we talk about. I was gonna make that into a science fiction novel. Which, between you and me, was just real. I was just calling it a science fiction novel. And I wrote, like, five chapters right away, straight away.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember you were doing a book. I totally forgot.
But I stopped doing it because my wife is like, no, no, business is good. Don't do it. And I'm like, okay, I won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, getting back to lesbians. Let's talk about lesbians. I always thought an EGI. Okay, so I work at a Planet Fitness. That's the greatest $19, you can get it for $9. $19 investment a month ever. And they have all these TVs across the road.
I work out on my yoga mat.
Very good for you. And is it working?
Yeah, just enough.
I work out at work.
Yeah, you do.
Uh-huh.
You lift boulders into place.
So anyway, when you're at Planet Fitness, when I go about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
They have the Planet Fitness TV channel, which is music videos. I should take a video of this and show it to you. I shit you not. Every single act is not what it seems. Let's just put it like that. The guy is a girl. The girl is a guy. I mean, it's blatantly obvious. And my family hates when I'm like, oh, Taylor Swift. Are you sure that's not a dude? Like, I'm constantly doing it. So I'm with you on EGI.
Well, I explain them as in-betweens because I don't think it's right to say that they flipped over. I think they're cultured. They're cultured human beings. They are in-betweens. They're stuck in between. But I've seen the conversions, and you can see them. Everyone can see them on the magazine cover saying this person is on the T, they call it. And some of those women, they are very manly looking, and I don't know if they have access to all the elite methods of switching over. But
well, I have a chapter in my book that has every modeling agency for transgenders out there linked.
Yeah.
And yeah, what you're saying is true.
And I think and I think this is easy for people to believe. Ever since in vitro fertilization, where you can go get a sperm and you can go get an egg, you can put them together and you can do whatever you want with that zygote. I don't think there's any real laws around it. And if you have the method, if you have the ability to grow it, and of course you could just go find someone and stick it in and plant it and give them $10,000 to grow your baby. And then I think there are a lot of corporate humans out there. They're raised by corporations. Mm-hmm. They're given actors as parents, and those are the people that are before us. And that's why they're so screwed up, because they are literally created for a purpose. Even Tiger Woods, I think he's a corporate baby. He was bred to be the best golfer. And why wouldn't you do it?
And we know the children of
Diana,
their children are grown.
Probably. Well, yeah. At the very least, they don't carry them. Why would you care? They don't carry their own bag. Why would they carry their own child?
they have people to wipe their ass for them. They also,
right.
Yeah,
and taste their food.
Which he was bumped off, actually. That's a good conspiracy theory.
Let's get back to it. Do you believe there are corporate human beings?
Why not? Why not?
Do you believe that, Marcus?
I'm one, and Marcus is certainly one.
Definitely.
But, Marcus, do you believe there are corporate human beings? Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And why would there be? If you wanted to create the best tennis player, and you basically just go, you know, Jimmy the Greek got in trouble for this, and I'm sure Marcus remembers Jimmy the Greek.
Sure,
you take the biggest black slave, and you breed him with the biggest black female slave, and you make the biggest black baby, and you put him in the football game, and they're going to win every time. And he was fired.
That was the last announcement he ever made.
He was fired
the next day.
He's gone. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't even saying it maliciously. It was just matter of fact. And
Jimmy the Greek from Steubenville, Ohio, where Dean Martin's from. They have a high school, Big Red. They beat us in the playoffs when I was in high school. Yeah, they play decent football out there.
Yeah.
You know that most of the now we're really going all over the place. Most of the referees all went to the same high school. Basketball referees.
Really? What high school?
I don't know, but they all went to the same high school.
I had a buddy tried to make it in that game, and he just got to like small little colleges. He busted his ass at it too. I don't know.
I don't follow basketball, so I couldn't.
You're not too many balls involved. You're not saying Tiger Woods is a chick, are you?
No, I think he was created though.
Yeah. Just, you know, I don't played golf from the time he was one.
I don't remember if someone said this or I read this or it stuck in my mind that he has a female, he has the flexibility of a female, so he could be definitely an EGI or an in-between. So he started off as a female zygote and he was...
So it's flexibility?
What about Jim Carrey? Jim Carrey as well is very flexible.
I don't know, but no... Their flexibility, women are far more flexible than men. And I don't know if this is true, because I think that...
So they can hit a golf? I mean, women can't hit a golf ball nowhere near as far as...
I know, but he's not a woman, and he's not a man. He's in between. That's why I said EGI is... To say that they just take a fully grown man and flip him into a female, no. I'm saying they take the zygote from day one, and then they treat it. And then they create an in-between. And that's why all the best singers probably start off as males, because they just have bigger lungs. And then they get, you don't buy it, eh?
No. You think LeBron James started out as a female? He's mixed or female-male? I don't know.
I don't follow basketball. I know he's the best basketball player. What about the Serena or the Williams sisters?
I don't think they're mixed at all. They're dudes.
Okay.
They're dudes. That's right. I'm with you on that one.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Dudes.
So they're dudes. They're just dudes and dudes in dresses. Okay, yeah. It could listen. I'm open to any combination or permutation. I just think it's the principle that matters. I can't explain these psyops. I don't know exactly how they do it. I just don't.
And I don't try to.
No, I don't. But I just give all the possibilities and put the idea out there, and something's got to stick. Yeah, you throw enough shit at the wall, something's going to stick. So something's right that I'm saying. At least I'm saying it.
Yeah, don't be afraid to say it. More people need to say shit. Everyone's scared to say shit.
All right. Hey guys. Marcus Allen has just put in the live stream. My family's arrived. Must run. Great chat. So, Marcus, do you want to say goodbye? Truth in 7 minutes?
Well, yeah, Marcus is just taken off.
Yeah,
and it's bedtime for me. You guys all can carry on. Marcus is verified, so he can come into the audio chat anytime. And
when wifey ain't home,
whenever wifey is not home, and if it might be a real story that he's telling, but because we're ecologists, who knows? But it's fun, And Marcus,
isn't it fun? It's fantastic to have him back after 5 years. 5 years.
Yeah. Marcus is a good talker. He has other issues, but maybe we'll bring them up when he's here. There's no, it's not fair to talk behind someone's back.
Mm.
But I'm sure he's listened to every single audio chat, and I'm sure he's well aware of all the nice things you've said about him, Rollo. So.
Oh, yeah. Well aware. Oh, yeah. Look, it's nice to have SMJ.
I don't think he's missed a beat in 5 years. So not at all.
As long as I keep boring Sean, because Sean said I was boring. He wrote in the text one day, I was boring. And I,
no, I said you're gay.
You're what?
Gay.
No, I said you're okay. A dick.
I'm a dick!
Yeah.
You're a dick!
See, there you go. That's the thing that made me say it. You were yelling at somebody. I was like,
yeah,
bro,
stop yelling.
Yeah, sorry. No, am I blowing your ears out, am I? Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for a great chat.
All right. All right, guys. Take care. We'll see you next time on the audio.
See you guys.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Frida from Florida, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.